You're tuned into Global Waters Radio, a podcast series produced by the Water Team at the U.S. Agency for International Development. The series offers listeners insights from USAID officials, development partners, thought leaders, and experts from across the water sector as they discuss current USAID water programming and cutting-edge research from around the world. During the COVID-19 pandemic, hand washing with soap has emerged as one of the simplest and most effective ways to contain the spread of the disease. With this year's celebration of Global Hand Washing Day right around the corner on October 15th, we're taking you to South Sudan and Indonesia this week on the podcast to hear from two USAID water, sanitation, and hygiene experts. Among other topics, they're going to be describing the ways USAID has been elevating the role of hand washing in recent months in response to COVID-19, and we'll also be hearing about some of the challenges they've been facing as they work to create sustainable hand washing behavior change during the pandemic. To start off, why don't you both introduce yourselves to our listeners and give us a sense of why Global Hand Washing Day is important to you.
Hi, thank you for having me here. I'm Trigiani Lingo at Mojo. Call me Tri. I'm a Senior Project Management Specialist for WASH with USAID Indonesia. Global Hand Washing Day is important to keep increasing our awareness and understanding about the importance of hand washing with soap as an effective and affordable way to prevent diseases and save lives. This year's theme, the hand hygiene for all, calls for all of society to achieve universal hand hygiene. I learned from my personal and professional experience that washing our hands with soap is simple but essential to protect ourselves from viruses, bacteria, and other pathogens.
Thanks, Tri. And Amuda, can you introduce yourself and give us a sense of why Global Hand Washing Day is important to you?
My name is Amuda Joseph. I'm the Program Management Specialist, WASH. I have served with the USAID South Sudan Mission for slightly over 5 years. Global Hand Washing Day is important to me because this is the day we dedicate to creatively raise awareness and increase knowledge on the importance of hand washing with soap and clean water. This day is both a fun and a serious eventful day where children participate in big number. We pause and reflect on whether the hand washing habit is practiced by everyone, and if not, we ask ourselves, what is it that we need to do differently to change our hand washing habits? Many people in South Sudan have died of preventable diarrheal diseases, majorly because of ignorance, which we strive to stop. That is our main focus, and that is why we really value this hand washing day. And I must say, with the coming of COVID, it has even accelerated the behavior of hand washing, because COVID is a very scary disease and everybody wants to be on top of doing their hand hygiene.
Well, before we hear about some of the specific hand washing activities that the USAID missions in Indonesia and South Sudan have been supporting, can you give listeners a sense of why reliable water and sanitation service is important for healthy hand hygiene?
Sure. Hand washing, of course, requires clean water, so access to safe water, sanitation, and hygiene are also critically important. The improved hand washing habits will need the availability of clean water with access to sanitation, so we can wash our hands as much as needed and will not worry about the poor sanitation polluting our environment and affecting our health. Reliable water and sanitation services in households, health facilities, and other public facilities is critical to ensuring both sufficient quantities of safe drinking water and the ability to maintain hygiene, including hand hygiene, cleaning, and disinfection. Knowledge alone, however, may have limited impact on hand washing with soap, but there is evidence from a few studies that having pipe water access is one of the key determinants of hand washing behavior.
And Amuda, what are your thoughts? Does access to a reliable water supply raise the chances that hand washing behavior change will be sustained?
I must say, in a place where people are fully aware and they know the importance of hand washing, the relationship between availability of water and soap will greatly increase hand washing behavior. But in other contexts where people do not know the importance of hand washing, even if you have available water for hand washing, it is not going to serve the purpose. people are still not going to use it for hand washing. They will use it for drinking and for bathing, and they will not follow the critical moments of hand washing. So in other words, it is linked to the level of understanding. The more enlightened the community is, the more they're able to use the water available to wash their hands. The more unenlightened they are not going to use the water for hand washing, even if the water is available.
Well, hand washing has received more attention than usual this year, as many countries are doing everything they can to contain the spread of COVID-19. Tell our listeners about some of the ways your missions have been elevating hand washing within the context of existing WASH programming. And Tree, let's start with you. What can you tell our listeners about the IU WASH Plus project, and how has it been encouraging better hand hygiene?
IU WASH Plus is a 5.5-year USAID Indonesia project. It is designed to strengthen the government of Indonesia's self-reliance in increasing access to water supply and sanitation services. It also seeks to improve key hygiene behaviors, specifically hand washing with soap among urban, poor, and vulnerable populations, our targeted populations. Right after the government of Indonesia announced the first COVID-19 case and the project staff had to shelter in place and work remotely, USAID IU WASH Plus modified the hand washing with soap campaign with specific measures to protect from COVID-19. So this includes wearing masks, physical distancing, also to stay at home and follow information from the relevant authorities. To supplement this really important behavior change promotion, USAID IU WASH Plus supported partners to build hand washing with soap station at the household level. As of August this year, the project already distributed a total of 1,972 hand washing with soap stations in 34 municipalities. As the result of this hand washing with soap promotion, the community members themselves developed more than 6,000 hand washing stations using self-funding from the community and also partners. In addition, the project supported the collaboration between USAID Indonesia and the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command to build a total of 250 hand washing with soap stations for public facilities in 9 large cities. In this collaboration, the project support included preparation of the facility design, the development of prototype, the facility siting in high-density communities, as well as supervision for the construction and the installation process. We are making sure that more and more people wash their hands with soap during this pandemic.
Well, before we turn to South Sudan, Tree, tell us briefly about the 3M Plus campaign that launched earlier this year and how it's strengthening public health in the time of COVID-19.
In collaboration with a prominent Indonesian epidemiologist, USAID launched this hashtag 3M+ campaign to promote improved hygiene behaviors. In Bahasa, the 3M means memakai masker, menjaga jarak, dan mencuci tangan, which is actually wear your mask, physical distancing, and wash your hands, the three important actions. Why we put plus here means that increasing access to safe water and sanitation for everyone. We are using this 3M plus campaign in every project activity for all of our stakeholders in 35 municipalities throughout Indonesia to ensure everyone's practicing these important behaviors during the pandemic and even after that to keep being safe and still productive. The proper hand washing with soap is really one of the best ways we can combat COVID-19 every single day, along with face masks and physical distancing. This behavior is really important to be really safe and productive during a pandemic. However, many Indonesians are still unaware of this fact. We need to keep messaging about this until those healthy behaviors become habits for everyone. We don't know how long this pandemic will last. We all know that water sanitation and hygiene is the first line of defense against the spread of COVID-19.
Well, thank you, Tree. Now, Muda, over to you. Tell us about some of the public health challenges South Sudan typically faces and what USAID South Sudan has been doing to promote better hand hygiene during the pandemic.
In South Sudan, our case is a bit unique because our medical care services are really wanting, meaning that our preventive measures have to be solid in order to avoid any situation which will require a hospitalization. So with the support from United States, the U.S. government has enabled people in South Sudan to move on with some steps forward. The funding basically enabled training of hygiene promoters to conduct COVID-19 sensitization at community levels, including identifying key influencers and community leaders, producing radio broadcasts, focusing on hand washing, social distancing, and wearing masks, addressing gender-based violence and protection issues amidst the pandemic. In addition to that, we also promote entrepreneurship of some local partners or local communities to produce liquid soap. Within the community, people are trained on how to manufacture or to produce liquid soap. This is a very important intervention. In addition to that, we also do the network of permanent and temporary hand washing stations, especially in densely populated areas and semi-urban areas that lack access to hygiene facilities. We also further improve access to affordable water through construction of new and rehabilitation of water points of systems, access to quality water in reasonable quantity, which accelerates hand washing. Further, sanitation and hygiene services to communities are most at risk of being infected by COVID-19. We also do that a lot. We construct communal latrines in strategic locations. Many of these are within the displacement camps and, of course, highly populated locations.
And what changes have you noticed in terms of public perceptions of hand hygiene in South Sudan?
Before the COVID-19, we were struggling a lot, especially when it comes to the area of hand washing and improving sanitation. And I must confess, this is, of course, purely something to do with the behavior, and it is tied to cultural practices. So it takes time to change mindsets. But with the coming of COVID-19, I think there has been a lot of work done around hand washing. Hand washing was actually put on top of other wash interventions. You find wash resources being repurposed in order to address the gaps that are associated to hand washing. So during this period of COVID-19, we see a lot of change. Public places, at household levels, you find communities have seriously embraced the habit of hand washing. The question is it going to be sustained?
Well, this Global Hand Washing Day, that is the million-dollar question. Thank you so much, Amuda and Tri, for taking the time to speak with us today. For more information on Global Hand Washing Day and USAID-supported hand washing activities in Indonesia and South Sudan, have a look at the links below. And as usual, be sure to follow the USAID Water team on Twitter at USAID Water. This is Global Waters Radio.